Increase our faith, Lord. This gospel passage reminds me a story of a young scout leader who liked high adventure, and one day he went out camping with his Boy Scout troop, and he just left the boy there with all the leaders, and he went on and hiked by himself on a high adventure trail. When he was a few miles away from the camp, unfortunately, he fell off a mountain cliff. Luckily, halfway down the cliff, he was able to grab a branch of a tree. Darling on the branch, unable to pull himself up, knowing that let go of the branch, he could definitely fall to the cliff and die. Suddenly, he get an idea. He looked up to heaven and shout, "Is anyone up there?" A voice came from heaven. "Yes, I am here. I am the Lord." The man shouted back, "Yes, Lord, help me." The Lord said, "Do you believe in me?" He shouted back, "Yes, Lord, I believe in you. Please help me." The Lord said, "All right, if you believe in me, you have nothing to worry about. I will save you. Now let go of the branch." The man thinks about it for a moment, then shouts back, "Is anyone else up there? Do you think if the young scout leader in the story is a believer?" Of course, yes, he is. He believed in God. He believed that God exists. He believed in the power of prayer. He believed that God is able to help him and save him from his predicament. And yes, he prayed to God. But if he truly believes in God, as he claims he does, why then he does not take God on his word? Why does he not let go of the branch to which he is clinging to life? Is God not able to save him? Many of us are laughing at this story because we can't recognize ourselves in this young man. We believe in God, but when things going get tough and things do not work out the way as we expect, we take matters into our own hands and look for other help elsewhere. We believe in God, yes, but we are people of little faith. The apostle too, we heard from the gospel, tells us they are men of little faith. They believe in Jesus and follow him for years. But when they saw the Jews and soldiers approach the Garden of Gethsemane, they abandoned Jesus and ran away. They are the men of little faith. The big difference between us and the apostle is that whereas we often see ourselves as keeping the faith all right, the apostle see themselves a man of deficiency faith. They know their faith lack of something, so they come to Jesus and ask him, Lord, increase our faith. The apostle knows that their faith is not adequate, and they take the step to improve their faith. What steps have we taken in the past few years to develop our faith? How many retreat? How many seminar or Bible study classes we have attended? And how many books have we read? How many decades of rosary do we pray each day or maybe each week? These are means to which the Lord increase our faith. Especially this month of October, Pope Leo asked us to pray the rosary each day for our broken world, for peace, and bless the hope for the coming of the kingdom. In response to the request of the apostle to increase their faith, Jesus tells them a parable about the unprofitable servant who comes back from the plowing field and proceeds straight away to prepare supper for his master and wait on him while he eats. He can rest and eat only after the master's needs are fully satisfied. How does this parable answer the request of the apostle for increase of faith? Jesus is saying that if we have much of faith, we could put the will and blessing of God first in our life at all times. If we have faith, we would not grumble or complain that we have been working for God all day long. Now, we are tired, and it is God's turn to attend our needs. Rather, we will forget ourselves to work very hard and harder in God's service, knowing that God will come to our aid when and how He thinks right. Faith for all deliverance is not faith in God. Faith means whether we are delivered now or not, we will stick to our belief that God loves and cares for us. This is the mistake of the young scout leader caught on a mountain cliff. He had faith in his own deliverance, not in God's infinite power to save an unfailing love for him. God's unconditional love for us demands only one proper response from us, our unconditional love and service to God. Faith is not our burden or obligation that would crush us, but rather the surplus of oxygen which we need so as not to die of suffocation in a suffocating world. So many as Christians today believe that true mutual love consists in our ability to obtain a miracle from God. We should not expect from faith that it gives us better health or a better paid job. Faith gives us for more than this strifle. Faith transforms our insight and our heart, since it makes us see people and events the way God sees them. And it gives us the certainty that God is with us to make us live in the fullness forever. The truth that today's gospel shows us is the mutual faith consists not in how much God attends to our immediate needs, but is how willing we are to serve God unconditional without counting the cost. Let us today join with Apostle in asking the Lord to increase our faith by praying the rosary and ask our Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for us.